Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome to Mind Food Radio. Well, today we have got the inaugural winner of the Mind Food Producer of the Year Award, Joe Donnelly. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Michael.
Well, and I should really just say to our listeners, you know, this is the very first year that Mind Food has been working with Wellington on a Plate, the food festival that runs in August. And we put together the Mind Food Producer of the Year Awards. And honestly, that day of judging was not only exhausting, but it was absolutely fascinating seeing all the different small and large producers and what they create. And the innovation in that area of New Zealand is absolutely amazing. But for me personally, there was a standout, and that was Bee's Blessing, which of course is your company. Mm-hmm. You and your husband, Ian Stewart, have been working tirelessly, and I think you might have written it or someone told me, you know, almost 60 to 70 hours each week for the past 5 years in building that business. Yeah. For our listeners today, just tell them a little bit about what Bee's Blessing is.
Well, we produce, I think, what's New Zealand's only honey sweet and all-natural cordial. We don't use any cane sugar and we don't use any additives or preservatives. And how we got started was my husband's been a beekeeper for over 30 years and we had some excess honey 1 year, which he used to donate to his son's school. And once his son left school, we decided we'd take it down to the local market and try and sell the honey. And my husband only told me this year that the reason he started making cordials and other things with it was because he was sick of getting up so early on a Saturday morning to go to the market and he wanted to get rid of the honey much quicker. So he started making marinades and dressings and cordials and all sorts of things, you know, most of which have fallen by the wayside now, as the cordials were the standout seller. So that was what we decided to focus on when we decided to, you know, go from being a hobby business to a proper business. And that was in around 2005. So we now do about 8 different cordials. We do some limited edition flavours as we get access to some great ingredients. For example, we had some organic limes come across our path last year, and so we did a short run of lime cordial, which was essentially just limes and honey. And, you know, we do a limited run, and then we find something else and we do another limited run. So we do our elderflower cordial every year over summer, which sort of runs from December when the elderflowers flower through to about February, March. So that's a really, really popular one for summertime also.
Now, the products themselves are actually also medicinal, aren't they?
Yes, well, I mean, we have to be careful, obviously, about what we say because there are very strict guidelines around what you can claim in the health regard. But we do use ingredients. For example, our new product, the Lemon and Thyme Cordial, has thyme honey in it. And if you read about thyme honey, that's a very medicinal honey all by itself. And we also use an infusion of wild thyme in it. And we have seen another brand does a tonic with thyme and lemons in it. And, you know, obviously we're not qualified herbalists or anything like that, but we're certainly using the same sorts of ingredients. We're using honey, which, you know, it's well renowned for being antibacterial and having nutritional benefits. So, yeah, so I mean, we like to produce a product that is going to help people's health, and we certainly get a lot of great feedback, particularly with our lemon honey ginger, because a lot of people use that when they have colds and flus, and we have people email us and phone us and say, oh, you know, I took your lemon honey ginger and, you know, it knocked it on the head and I was well again within a couple of days. So, yeah, that's great.
Tell us about what it's been like, though, taking to market a very different product. You know, it's not every day someone would wake up and think, I'm going to make a natural honey-based cordial and take it to market. It's a, you know, yeah. I appreciate that, you know, you had honey. Ian was a hive keeper, and then, you know, you developed all sorts of products. But you're also, in a way, I guess, educating the market as well, because it's a very different sort of product, isn't it?
Yeah, we absolutely have to educate in order to sell. And, you know, I will be honest and say it's been quite a hard road for us to break into the market because, I mean, probably when we started 5 years ago, there weren't so many cordials around, but there were some very well-established companies and we're pretty much having to switch people over. And the education is a huge part of that. We have to work probably twice as hard to educate people that, okay, this is a product which has no sugar, it's a third honey. that's why it's, you know, it's a more expensive product because it's got really top quality ingredients, including honey, which is, you know, becoming more and more expensive with the, you know, the issues around bees. So we absolutely have to work really, really hard to get that first sale. What we tend to find is once people have tried it, tasted it, you know, we get a very loyal following, but it's just getting that first sale off the shelf that we do have to work really hard, and we do have to educate both our direct customers and our retailers that we're trying to get into.
The products themselves are very well designed. You know, have did you spend a lot of time in research or marketing? You know, it certainly doesn't feel like a very small operation, you know, and I appreciate it, you know, the size of the company, but the product looks and feels very well established and you know, it's beautifully designed.
It is, and a lot of the credit goes to our amazing designer, Kirsten Brown. She was a lady that we came across at a farmer's market that we used to do a few years back in Masterton, and she designed for another brand that we absolutely loved called Kingsmead Cheese, and they obviously are your sustainability winner in the awards. And we saw her work, we loved it, and she also did a few print ads for us, and we could just see that she really understood design. She was really innovative, and she was also actually a customer of ours, so she already had the empathy with the brand, and she already understood the brand to some degree. But we started to work with her. We had some initial branding for the markets, but it was very basic and naive. And when we decided to go into to try to get into retail, we knew that we had to come up with a design that matched. You know, that the product was great inside the bottle, but we had to make it look great outside as well. And so Kirsten worked on it extensively. She did spend a lot of time. And we actually had a completely different design to begin with because we had a different bottle initially. And, you know, it was one of those silver linings kind of stories whereby we almost went to print with a completely different label, which actually had the... we had a local artist design us a farmscape, which was based around our farm here. And that was what was going to be wrapped around the bottle. But when we had to, what actually happened was the bottle was deleted without us being aware. And so we literally were just about to go to print and we had to completely change our bottle. And when we decided to change the bottle, we had to go, we pretty much went back to the drawing board and got a completely different design. And so it was actually a very long process. And, you know, probably took us a year and a half to actually come up with that design. So it was a real labour of love.
In terms of, you know, in Mindfood, we love writing about transformation stories, or what I call a transformation story, where someone may have a some sort of walk of life. At the moment, we're looking at people who have changed and come away from a corporate life and started their own business. What have been some of the learnings that you have had through starting your own business?
Oh, it's just been massive. I mean, I came from an education background, so I had never had a business before. I'd certainly never had a food business before. And my husband comes from a resource management background. So we really, this was just completely new ground for us in every aspect. So, you know, we have just had a very, very steep learning curve. And a lot of it, nobody tells you how to do it. You just figure it out as you go. And, you know, you do make lots of mistakes, and some of them are quite costly mistakes, and, you know, that's how you learn, essentially. And when I look back now over the last 5 years at what we've accomplished, I'm actually a little bit gobsmacked at sort of where we've come from. So it's definitely been a huge life change for us. And it's been a real, for me personally, it's been a massive growth curve for me in my life.
Were there moments when you'd look at each other and think, what on earth have we done?
Absolutely. And I think all business owners would say the same, particularly in the early years when it's incredibly tough. It's very stressful, you know, financially very stressful. You know, it's stressful on your relationship when you're a husband and wife working together as well. So, yeah, I mean, there have been several times when we've sort of looked at each other and thought, is this business going to survive? And we've just sort of had to dig deep, really. And, you know, neither of us wanted to let it go because we'd put so much effort into it. And, you know, now it's probably just this year that we've actually started to see things turn around for us. And, you know, they do say 5 years, you know, is about how long it takes to, you know, make a business fly. And that's very much been the case for us. And, but we're really just seeing the fruit of our labour, you know, come to fruition this year, which has been really exciting.
And what was the turning point? You know, you say 5 years. Was there one thing in particular that you could kind of say, well, there it was there, it started to turn?
I think a big part of what's happened is because we have run the business pretty much on the smell of an oily rag, it's just taken us that much longer to get a profile in the marketplace. It's really just been down to word of mouth and the efforts that we've been able to make to, you know, in business development and getting into new stockists. And then it just snowballs because the more places you're in, the more places people see you. So I think it's really just been a cumulative effect. And then we also had, a very good 18 months. Over the last 18 months, we've had a very good year of getting coverage in key magazines. We've had product placement. We've had articles written about us, people approaching us wanting to write about our story. And, you know, and so that, I think, has just culminated in things getting to the point that they are this year. And then, you know, we did the food show this year, which was a huge mission for us. We'd never done that before. And we made some valuable contacts. And we were put in touch with a number of different exporters. And we recently just sent our first export order over to Singapore, which is, again, another huge milestone for us. So it's been really exciting.
It is exciting. And how important has it been for you to win the inaugural producer of the Mind Food Producer Awards?
Oh, I mean, it was huge for us. I mean, you saw sort of the effect it had on us on the night with Ian breaking down. And it's just that external affirmation, because you have your nose to the grindstone and you just don't look up, because it's really hard work. And you're working pretty much 24/7, and so you just get on with it, basically. And you know, I haven't really entered many awards. We've done a few here and there, but you know, we hadn't really had any big successes until this award, and it has been huge for us. It was at a point probably where we really needed some encouragement. And so it was incredibly timely, and just to hear the wonderful things that the judges, that you and Fran and the others said about, you know, what you said about the products was probably, you know, the best thing about it all, just that people actually believe in you and what you're doing and want to get behind you. And having the article come out as well has been massive for us. You know, we're already seeing a lot more inquiries from people. We've had numbers of people say, oh, you know, we saw you in Mind Food, fabulous, well done, you know. And for us to be aligned with such a fabulous magazine too is wonderful, because we love the magazine. It's aligned with, you know, what we're about, and so it's just been fabulous and really exciting.
Mm. Well, look, thank you for that, and thank you for being on today's show. For any of you listeners who haven't tried one of Bee's Blessing's beautiful honey cordials, you must go and do it, because all of the judges were absolutely blown away with this. And hearing the backstory to Joe and Ian, it really doesn't just make you want to go out and support it, because not only is the product beautiful, you know, these guys really do need to experience the success and see that all that hard work has paid off. Joe, where can people go and buy Bee's Blessing?
We do have a list of stockists on our website, which is beesblessing.co.nz. We tend to stock in organic stores, health stores, and some of the larger department stores like Farrow Fresh in Auckland. But yes, there's a comprehensive list on the website if people want to have a look.
Can they buy direct from you online?
We don't have a web shop yet, but they can certainly send us an email through the contact page, and we do freight around New Zealand, so yes, we can do that.
Good stuff. Well, Joe, thanks for being on the show, and yeah, well, good luck with it all.
Thanks very much, Michael.
So that was Joe Donnelly, the owner of Bee's Blessing, who won the Producer of the Year Award, the Mind Food Producer of the Year Award at Visa's Wellington on a Plate this year. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.